Rule number four is simply to smile, which means to start your conversations in a friendly way. Unfriendly habits make other people feel uneasy right from the start. Your job as a master communicator is to greet every person you meet in a friendly manner so they can feel the natural warmth of your kindness, acceptance, and recognition. Except for the more serious circumstances, a warm and enthusiastic smile creates the best starting point for a mutually enjoyable conversation. Here are three ways that I've chosen to define the word smile. 1. To display a facial expression that customarily indicates pleasure, friendliness, or amusement. 2. To express or appear to express approval or kindness. And 3. As it applies to this book, the simplest and often most effective way to begin almost any face-to-face interaction with another person. As a rule of thumb, it's best to start off any interaction in a friendly way. True, there can be an exception to this rule when the situations are serious, hostile, or grim, but overall, strive to get rid of any unfriendly habits. This will help improve your interactions with others immensely. Here are some important reminders of things to do in order to start your conversations in a friendlier manner. The first reminder is be the first one to offer a greeting. Many people have a natural tendency to avoid making the first move when it comes to greeting someone. After all, you can avoid rejection and disapproval by simply choosing not to engage at all. But this behavior can be easily interpreted by other people to mean that you're acting unfriendly towards them. One of the simplest ways to develop more amiable habits is to be the first one to address people instead of waiting for them to reach out to you. Another reminder, begin with a friendly smile. Take off on the right foot by starting your friendly interactions with a warm smile. This often causes the other person to smile in response. While smiling may not come naturally to you during the course of a difficult day, make sure that in the brief moment that you first engage someone, that you at least suspend your negative thoughts. Then give the other person a smile of approval, which may also have the positive side benefit of perking yourself up as well. And another reminder is to speak in friendly tones. In addition to offering a nice greeting, warm smile, and kind gestures, make sure that the words you choose are in friendly tones. Researchers at the University of California at Los Angeles found that as much as 38% of communication is made by vocal tones alone. This means that if the tone of your voice is not friendly, the people you meet will not feel the full effect of your warmth and acceptance, no matter what words you actually say. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must smile like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Begin each conversation in a friendly way. Once you understand the significance of this essential part of successful communication, it's only a matter of experimenting, practicing, and testing it every day in your own life until it becomes a part of you.